Blog Talk Radio.
Satellite Guys Radio presents another edition of Satellite Nation with your hosts, Michael and Dave. We look forward to taking your calls. Do you have a comment for the show? Or maybe you have a question for us? If so, we look forward to your call at 877-SAT-GUYS. That is 877-728-4897. Now here are your hosts, Michael and Dave.
Hello, everybody. Satellite Nation. This is Michael coming to you live from Western North Carolina. Like I always do every week, this time, Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern. And Dave, are you with us at the second, or are you still?
Yes, I am. I'm right here. Having a few problems. The WinAmp crashed. Trying to connect to the Satellite Guys radio, so rebooting that server right now. And it's raining like crazy down there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pouring. It's raining so hard, it's hard to even hear what you're saying.
I can hear the rain.
Yeah.
Right now.
I mean, it's pouring hard, and it's, my phone's got a hum on it and everything else, but we're going to go on with it.
We're going on. We're going on with the show. So, we got a guest tonight, Power Surge from Satellite Guys. He's going to call in, hopefully. We got some other stuff that we saw today, or I did, that I thought was interesting. So did you hear about this Russian satellite that was about, I think, 200 million that launched and went into flames?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that.
Well, what's cool is, or I don't know if it's cool, but...
I'm going to call it cool, but go ahead.
In the post on Satellite Guys where I posted it, then someone, I can't remember the member, posted another video. And that's a must-watch video. It's actually of all U.S. rockets that have exploded. And there was the last one that exploded. I don't remember the name, but they said it was worth $1.2
billion. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's just wild. And then we got to say goodbye to another satellite that got decommissioned, and that is the Jason 1.
Jason 1, yeah.
Yep, and so apparently that, you know, that was the one that was sending weather data down, and that was between us and the French. And they have another one up there. I don't know if it's, I think they're, right now, Jason 2 is still operational. And, I believe.
Yeah, Jason 2 is still operational, and I don't know what they're, honestly, don't know what they're doing with Jason 1. I mean, as far as if they're just going to.
Well, they.
I mean, I know it's gone, but I mean, what they're going to use? They're going to replace it with something, or use the other one, or what? Or
yeah,
what
yeah.
Plans are.
Jason 1 is completely dead. It won't receive any signals at all, and so they have a Jason 3 that's going to launch in 2015.
And when?
2015.
Oh, must be the rain. I thought you said 2050.
No, that's pretty far away, sir.
Yeah.
And then we got another satellite launch here recently on June 28th, which is the InMars 5.
Yeah.
So that's interesting to see what going to go on there. It's for the KA band broadband network, and it was manufactured by Boeing, so. Everybody's going to the KA, and let's ask you, because you have satellite internet. It's raining real hard there right now. I mean, is your internet affected? Is it working? Is there more latency?
It's working right now, yeah. They've kind of improved it in what it was, but yeah, it's KA, and it'll be the first thing to go, but it's funny sometimes this network will be out, but it'll still be going. It just, I guess, depends on the way the clouds are moving or whatever.
Gotcha.
But,
now,
go ahead.
I was going to say, with that dish there, because, you know, it's only 69, I believe, the dish in that dish, I believe. I wonder what would happen if you just used a bigger dish and if you could use a different buck to get a bigger dish and a larger... amplifier. If that would make it not go out of the way.
I don't think it'd help a whole lot. It'd help a little bit. But, the KU, bandwidth is so much smaller. It's almost the size, you know, of raindrops or whatever. So that's the problem, you know. That's why C-band won't go out in rain unless it's just a heavy snow. Because, you know, it gets through it. But you can put you up a 12-foot dish and have it, you know, say a 12-foot offset dish designed, milled and designed and done everything to it just for, say, one, you know, for, say, dish network, and you'll still lose signal in heavy rain because of the KU-band signals coming through. It just, you know, the rain's going to stop it. Or heavy cloud cover, you know, when it gets really wet, it's just going to knock it out. That's the problem. You know, a lot of people say, I'll just keep doing this, or I add this and do that, and it just, nope. Now, if you're in a different part of the country or somewhere where you're on the edge of the footprint, it'll help going with a bigger dish. Like some places, you know, little Puerto Rico and stuff, they'll run the bigger dishes, 1.2 dishes. But it ain't going to help you a whole lot for rain.
I would just more like if a 6-footer or an 8-footer.
Yeah, I used to talk to a guy. I ain't talked to him in a while, I guess. It's been about a year. He used to talk to him all the time. He got the PM and me on satellite, guys. Then he got his email address, and he called me a couple times, and we'd email back and forth, and he had a six-foot offset. He had two of them, one point at 119, one point at 110. And it was, I can't remember where it was, Puerto Rico, but it was legit. You know, he's actually the same position network, but he said that's what he had to get because he was on the fringe area or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of the KA band, so it's interesting to see, and I'm going to try, but if there's any in the clear channels up on the DirecTV Haber.
That's what
Brian,
I was going to ask you when you mentioned KA, yeah.
Yeah, Brian at Satellite AV said he had tried it, and it would pick up, you know, the transponders, but it wouldn't scan anything in because there wasn't anything open. But you got to use a B converter, or B up converter that DirecTV made. And
yeah.
So I was looking at that, and I'm like, I wonder what that thing does. So what it does is it takes that, comes back to the whole line stacked, you know, from either, whether it's Dish or Direct, they use stack systems. So that comes to 250 to 750 megahertz, and what this little B up converter does is it goes, up converts it to 1650 to 2150. And you get that little bad boy in there. They're $5 on eBay. Chip.
Oh, well.
And,
yeah, that's what those do if you ever install any DirecTVs.
Yeah, I think they used to only use those with, like, the HR20 maybe and the HR21.
Yeah, I hadn't put one a long time. I've got 2 or 3 still around the house. I've got some new ones. They used to install a lot of them. And you always have to put the B-band converter in.
Oh,
and
so
first
you,
when I did
so you
it,
already
I,
got one?
Huh?
You already got one?
Oh, yeah, I've got plenty of them.
Oh, you got a DirecTV dish?
Yeah. I don't have a DirecTV L&B. I got a dish.
Ah, boo. Sorry, go ahead.
But, yeah, I don't know when I first put those in. I wonder, I wasn't totally dumb to all this stuff. I wonder what this thing does. And I didn't realize that was on KA then. I kept thinking in my head, it's got to be, I never did research it at first. And I said, it's got to be some kind of thing that's unstacking it or something. So I don't know what they're doing with this deal. And one day I was actually just driving down the road or something, thinking about a job or something, and it dawned on me. I said, I know what that's doing. Or I'm pretty sure I think I know what that's doing. But when I got home, I, you know, Googled it or whatever, and sure enough, that's what it is. It's taking KA and dropping it down, so it'll, you know, to 2150 to 950 or whatever. And I was like, ha-ha, that's what those are for. But, yeah, I've got several of those around the house here, scattered about here and there.
So listen to this idea. When I started thinking about that, I got this idea. So you know they have that Zenwell switch. It's the 6x8. With the two flex ports on it, right?
Yep.
Well, guess what the flex port range is? 250 to 750, right?
Yep.
So what would happen if you took the line off that multiplexer with hooking three horizontal, three vertical from three different birds into that switch, and then after the one port of the switch, right, hook a high pass filter, okay, and then take one of those to a switch, like a 22 kilohertz switch, and then take the other one, you wouldn't be able to use a 22 kilohertz switch. Oh, we got a caller here.
What's area code?
All zeros.
Oh, that's him. Should
be. Surge of Easy Fox, Canada.
Hello? Power Surge?
Hello.
Yes, this is Power Surge from Easy Box Canada.
How you doing tonight?
Good to have you on the show.
Yes, am I sounding okay? Should I increase the volume here?
No, I'm hearing you fine, and I've got a lot of rain if you've been listening. So.
No, I was trying to, I was calling the wrong number, so my apologies there. So I have finally found this number to actually get on live with the show.
Yeah, I tried to call you a couple of times in the last hour and didn't get anywhere but your voicemail. So.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just was really busy there, just getting ready for the announcement and other things there, so things have been pretty hectic.
So now, where do you live in Canada? I mean, what part of Canada?
I am from Hamilton, Ontario, which is a city that's actually between Niagara Falls and Toronto. So it's,
okay.
It's a fairly large city there, and so it's in southern Ontario. And,
so you're
in
the same time zone that we're in there.
Oh, yes, it's the eastern time zone.
Yeah, I didn't know for sure what part of Canada you was calling from. So.
Yeah. No, it's, yeah, same thing, eastern time zone, so it's 8:10 p.m. right now.
Yeah. Like I said, it's good to have you on the show, and I was getting a little bit worried there, but I thought, well, I had plenty of other stuff to talk about, and if we had to go on without you, but I thought, well, he'll come in eventually, maybe. So I'm glad that you figured it out and found the number and called in. Good to have you on the show.
Yeah, so
yeah,
you're from A-Box Canada, AZ Box Canada, right? And
yes.
Will you go maybe through a quick little run-through about... you know, AZ Boxes, you know, when they started and, you know, the first ones released and, you know, the ones we're with today and just in case.
Sure. Going down in history, AZ Box has been around since 2007 when a company called OpenSat, who was essentially just a small store selling satellite equipment in Portugal, decided that they wanted to go beyond just selling other people's brands by coming up with their own brand, which is called AZ Box. They've been around since 2007, but it didn't take long for the AZ Box brand name to quickly become very popular due to unique features, as you know. Such as 422 support and integrated multimedia player functionality, which was unheard of with the receivers of that era back in the early around 2009, 2010.
Yeah, unless you had a tuner card, right, for a computer.
Yes. Well, I mean, as far as set-top box is concerned, of
course.
Right,
for consumer set-top boxes, yeah.
Correct. Yes, exactly. And they become pretty successful. They had their sales quickly went up to over 100,000 receivers per year on average. And they've been featured in various media publications such as Telesatellite several times. So it's a very nowadays AZ Box, as you know, it's pretty well known, there's going to be some significant improvements to the product line that we're going to be seeing over the next year or so, whereas they're going to expand beyond receiver set-top box receiver market with other satellite-related accessories and so on, just because the brand EasyBox is so well known. So because of that, they actually a new company was formed in order to allow additional investment into the company. So as I said, from the start, it was a company called OpenSat. Now, late last year, OpenSat sold AZBox to a company called HTC Limited, which is essentially a consortium of three major companies, big in the consumer electronics industry. So they're currently in the transition process, very soon they will come up with a new product called the EasyBox Titan. There's been a little discussion about that over the past couple of months, but essentially it will be a dual tuner set-top box, satellite set-top box based on Android.
No,
so
no,
it's a very promising product. We're waiting to, you know, for the final adjustments in the hardware to be finalized, and then we will begin development on that model here at EasyBox Canada. Now, a question probably everybody's asking is whether or not that model supports 4.2. Unfortunately, at this time, we can't say yet. What we can say is, unfortunately, there's no hardware support. There'll be no hardware support on this model for 4.2.2, just because that it doesn't use the same chipset as the other EasyBox products in the past, such as the Premium HD Plus, Ultra Elite, ME, and Mini-Me American Edition. However, the unit does have a fairly powerful processor. So once we start developing on this unit, there is a chance that we can implement 4.2.2 support in software, kind of like on a computer where you install the proper codecs and you can play back 4.2.2 content just because your computer has enough processing power to decode the stream in real time. So so that's what's up and coming as far as the new model is concerned. However, for a current model that does support 4.2.2 at this time of the only model at this time until whether or not we can have 4.2.2 support in software on the EasyBox Titan, the only model currently that does support 4.2.2 that's a current model, in other words, not discontinued, is the EasyBox Mini-Me American Edition that we, of course, are currently carrying.
Do you have any idea of, at this point in time, of price range of the Titan?
The Titan, we're looking at, it'll be a similar, probably a little bit more expensive than the Mini-Me, just because it has dual tuner. So, but it'll be it'll be less expensive than the premium HD Plus, for instance. Give or take, I would say between $250 to $300 U.S. dollars. But I'm not 100% sure, to be honest, just because. Just to provide a little bit of insight, and this is, you know, partially the reason why it's not launched yet. They actually had a couple prototypes that they worked on already. Right now, I believe they're on their third prototype. So, in other words, on the first and the second prototype, they developers down over in Portugal and other European countries, after working on it, they found some limitations with the, you know, the performance wise. So they actually had new samples, modified hardware, new samples with differences in hardware to improve the performance. Because as you know, software, you can always fix bugs as time goes on, but it's very hard to fix and very costly to fix hardware bugs. So you got to make sure that the hardware is flawless.
Right.
Just, you know, because if not, then it really looks bad. And unfortunately, as you know, there were some issues with the AZBox ME at about 20 or 30% of those 20 to 30% of the units that we had of the AZBox ME actually had some cold soldier joints on the power module. So in other words, there was some issues that you know resulted in that model being discontinued prematurely, more or less. Thankfully the Mini-Me doesn't have those issues, and we've had very good feedback so far about the people using it that purchased it and using it so far as performance and so on. And we've done a few firmware updates already on this model, and we'll be continuing to do firmware updates in the foreseeable future for this model. So essentially, you know, moving forward, the AZBox Mini-Me, you know, will be basically focused on people that, you know, that they want the best performance when receiving 422 feeds with hardware 422 support. Whereas the AZBox Titan will be more for people that want to focus more on multimedia functionality that the Android platform can provide.
Roger, roger. Are you still there?
So, yes.
Okay. Go
ahead,
Dave.
I'm just providing the waiting, if providing the opportunity if people want to ask questions or so on, or if you had questions.
Yeah, I was going to.
The Satellite Guys radio phone lines are now open to take your comments and questions. Call us toll-free at 877-SAT-GUYS. That's 877-728-4897.
We've got Serge on here, AZBox Canada people, so call in if you any questions for me, anything about the AZBox. Or...
Did anybody else hear that, by the way? That was crazy. Or was
what
that
was
just
that?
Me? I don't know, it's like all kinds of noise just came on, like someone else's show came on.
Yeah, I heard part of that. It kind of faded out.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about that.
I don't know what happened.
So, hey, Serge, let me ask you something. So on this easy Mini-Me, so can you hook Ethernet up to it? Can you go in and And can I type in, like, a UDP stream and watch it on that?
There is work being done on the IPTV player. On the latest firmware, we did release a YouTube player that works pretty well. And for the next firmware update, we're currently working on a fully fledged IPTV player where you will be able to view any HTTP MPEG streams that are online or RTMP streams as well, which are the which is the format that's used on the Flash player. So as you know, there's a lot of there's an increasing amount of video streams available for free from websites. You can just go in on a website and view channels. One example in particular, and this is like a priority channel that we want to have on the free IPTV player, is NASA. As you know, there's a lot of, you know, when you have an interest in satellites, you have also, most people also have an interest in space exploration and NASA to be more specific. And unfortunately, as you know, not everybody has a C-band dish to view NASA TV. And so this is why this is one of the channels that we're trying to implement.
Got you. Well, I was just thinking, like, you know, the home run, you know, that you hook up to your antenna, that would be nice to be able to watch on that. That would be really cool.
Yes. It's funny you mentioned that. This is one of our long-term plans, as per se. There's a lot of things that we have planned for future development, and we don't want to necessarily reveal everything, because then, you know, somebody could potentially beat us to the point. But you know, since you mentioned it, just, you know, for an exclusive sneak peek of a future feature that we'll have on the Mini-Me, where we'll be very soon implementing essentially a 8G home run player, so that in other words, you'll be able to scan in ATSC channels. Because as you know, the Mini-Me Mini-Me hardware doesn't have an ATSC tuner integrated into it, and there's no way to add an internal tuner to it. So the only two options to add a second tuner, either DVB-S2 or ATSC for over the air, is either using USB, using an external USB tuner, or using a tuner that's somehow connected to your network that you can actually stream to it. So we'll be working on both of those options. That's something that should be available by the end of this year. At the current moment, our focus for the next firmware update, of course, is the IPTV player, which will initially just include some legal free streams. Like, for example, you know, NASA, you can go on their website and there's official streams you can view that are provided by them. So those are the kind of streams that we will be including in the IPTV. As you know, there's like other players out there that they essentially rely on streams that are unofficial or that are provided from other people. Those types of streams we won't include, just because they're here today and gone tomorrow, and it's not something that we want to, you know, focus on. So essentially for IPTV, our two areas of focus are initially we'll be focusing on free, legitimate IPTV streams, and the other area of focus will be subscription-based IPTV services. We're actually already talking to a few current IPTV providers that have their own boxes, but are interested in expanding to other platforms. In other words, currently they have their own box, but as you know, nowadays there's more and more types of devices that you can use to view streaming. For example, this particular provider that we're working for, that we're collaborating with in order to bring commercial IPTV services, they currently have their own box, but they also recently added the option to view streams using an iPad. And you can also log in on their website to view it using your computer or your laptop. So their strategy is just to allow as many different ways to view their content as possible, so that you don't have to buy their box. You can actually use a player like an iPad or a laptop. They're even working on certain smart TVs, like as you know nowadays, like Samsung smart TV and so on. They have IPTV platform on the newer models, so that's another area that they're focusing in. But what makes the integration into the Mini-Me American Edition so unique is that it will be the first time that with a free-to-air receiver that you can receive not only free channels that are out there on satellite, but on the same box that you'll be also able to receive subscription-based channels.
That is pretty neat.
Legally, because as you know, it's unfortunately the U.S. providers, and even here in Canada, they don't allow people to get third-party receivers to receive the channels. You know, if you subscribe to Dish Network, you get a Dish Network box, even though technically you could actually use a free-to-air receiver. It's just you know, of course they're making more money with the receivers, but we want to at least provide an option. And the good thing with IPTV subscription services, Canada and the U.S., is that there are no regulation by the federal authorities as far as like having to have a license. So in other words, as long as those IPTV providers have, at least for the ethnic services, as long as you have a deal with every channel in order to like a contract in order to provide those channels legally on your platform, then there's no issues. You don't have to have like a license or somewhat, at least for the ethnic services. That's on the when we're talking about Canada. In the U.S., I think you can even offer English channels on IPTV without a license, but in Canada it's a bit different. But anyways, just to sum it up, next firmware update, as I said, we'll have a selection of free, legitimate channels that normally you would go on their website in order to watch, but then you'll be able to watch it directly using your Mini-Me American Edition. And then eventually we'll have support for certain commercial IPTV services.
Wow.
Yeah, what kind of bitrate are we talking on those IP streams?
What's the minimum you get away with? Yeah, that's what I want.
The bitrate is actually not that high due to the fact that they use MPEG-4 H.264, and essentially they're able to deliver standard definition at about 1500 kbps, and they're able to provide full HD that looks pretty good at about 3000 kbps. So and the nice thing, at least on the boxes that they have, and that's something that we're hoping to implement on the Mini-Me as well, is that they have a feature called adaptive streaming. So in other words,
if your
connection is too slow, or when you first start to view the channel, it starts at the lowest bit rate, and then as it buffers up, if your connection is fast enough, you'll actually see the image become clearer and clearer. It actually does it like about three times.
Wow.
So that's a very good feature, because you know, if you don't have a fast enough connection, at least you can still enjoy the programming without having to tune into a separate stream. It's just like it's one channel, and it just adjusts bit rate based on the, how fast your connection can buffer up. So that's something that hopefully we can implement as well. Just to, you know, ensure that people, even people that have lower speed internet services, such as satellite internet or fixed wireless internet, can still enjoy IPTV as well.
Wow.
Now, because down here in the States, they are just now bringing in where the providers are, you know, giving you a cap, like, you know, 200 or 300 gig. In Canada, it's been like that for a while, hasn't it, where you get so much, it's not like all you can eat?
Yes, there are some caps here in Canada as well, depending on the ISP. It can range anywhere from 25 gigabytes to 300 gigabytes. Some ISPs that are not affiliated with the big telecom companies actually offer unlimited options as well.
Ah, okay, great.
But for additional
that's
cost.
That's truly unlimited, wow.
Yes. And even the large telecom companies are offering, starting to offer that option as well. Like Bell Canada for an additional $10 a month, as long as you have a bundle with them. In other words, cell phone, internet, and TV with them, then you can, for an additional $10 a month, you can get unlimited. So they're starting, the market's starting to react. But the thing is that there's always, even though they say it's unlimited, sometimes there's like some fine print that you got to read that actually be, like there's a fair use policy so that if they consider you as abusive, if you essentially, let's say you just share your connection with like 10 people or with Wi-Fi across to your neighbor and whatnot, then they can of course cut your service even if you're paying for unlimited. But it's not so bad here in Canada, although the prices are a bit expensive, and the speeds that we get are not as fast as what you have in the United States, as far as, you know, if you compare to a city of a similar size, of course. So... And of course, you know, at least in the U.S. in certain cities, you guys have Google. There's a couple cities.
Yep.
I forget. They actually are Kansas. Merchant. Yes.
Yep.
They're bringing Google Fiber, which you have 1 gig up, 1 gig down, which is pretty sweet. I know there's a lot of people in Canada. They want to try to. They're pressuring Google to come up north, but. I think so far it's just the U.S. cities.
I think they just started in San Antonio, Texas. I think is another city they're going to launch. Having a gig to your house would be crazy awesome.
Yeah, I got a lot of politics on that crossing the border, and that's we don't get down on the show here, but that's some of the reason why, you know, it's crazy.
And just looking at here real quick, they're coming to Austin, Texas as well. They're coming also to Provo, Utah as well. And they had some very, very interesting service. Gigabit connection plus TV service at $120 a month. And if you just want the gigabit internet, it's $70 a month.
Oh.
It's pretty good pricing, although the only thing is you have to provide some sort of deposit, I believe. Plus, of course, it's limited to only a few cities. This shows that, you know, Google wants to try to go into the IPTV market, and they want to control everything, the delivery and everything. Kind of like what Apple is doing with the applications for the iPhone and iPad and so on. They control the applications; they got to be approved. They control the App Store. And everything.
Walmart did in, you know, the brick and mortar stores. But they want to control everything, take over and control, and put all mom and pop business out. Same thing. They're wanting to grab it all. Then you got Amazon on the other side from Jeff. So.
Yeah. Okay. The show still is till 9 o'clock, I believe, right?
Yep. Well, we'll actually go 9:30 if it gets really crazy, but 9 o'clock.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess it's probably time now to do the actual announcement, just so that we don't run out of time. So essentially, unless you guys have any questions before I begin there.
No, you're good. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. So just to recap, since late last year, we at AZBox Canada have discovered that unauthorized dealers in Canada began carrying AZBox products without our knowledge. It was later discovered, we posted that on the forums, and I think a lot of people, they know about it already. We also had an advisory on our website at easybox.ca. It was later discovered that these products were actually being supplied under the table by Rick's Satellite, located in Blue Springs, Missouri, of course in the U.S., which in fact violated the gentleman's agreement that we all had with OpenSat, where we at AZBox Canada are supposed to be the official exclusive distributor of AZBox products in the Canadian market, and of course, and Rick's for the United States market. So just to recap, we had a gentleman's agreement with OpenSat. In other words, it was a verbal agreement. There was nothing signed, but it was just a gentleman's agreement that essentially that we at AZBox Canada, we took care of the Canadian market, and Rick Satellite had the U.S. market. This was really a big impact for us when this issue came about, because we at AZBox Canada, I'm not sure if everybody, you know, buys this, but as you know, software development is not free and it's not cheap. We at AZBox Canada have invested close to $250,000 in product research so far, with the development of firmware for the North American market. First of all, with the firmware version that we released for the Elite, the Ultra, Premium, and Premium HD Plus, the 0.9.5400 and 0.9.5402, So that firmware, and we also released firmware for the AZBox ME, and finally, last but not least, and at the current time, we're currently in development for the AZBox Mini-Me American Edition. So we've been involved in development for AZBox for the North American market since 2010. Unfortunately, the illegal entry, as we say, of Rick Satellite in the Canadian market, with the deals that it, with the products that he's supplying to Canadian certain Canadian retailers, has in fact jeopardized our ability to continue investing in development for this market. This is why we're taking action today to ensure continued development by announcing the launch of AZBox United States, or AZBox US for short. AZBox US, which will be in collaboration with AZBox Canada, is your new source for distribution and support of AZBox products in the United States. You can count on your AZBox US authorized dealer to offer the very best level of service and support with your AZBox products, including access to exclusive firmware customized for the North American market. And it's available. More information is available on our on the new website for AZBox United States, which is www.azbox.us. So same thing as satelliteguys.us, but you just it's just www.azbox.us. And that website is online right now as we speak. It was actually turned on a couple about an hour ago. So so that's the essentially the big announcement for we wanted to make this evening. So the launch of AZBox United States.
Wow.
And for those of you that are wondering, yes, we already, in fact, have some dealers signed up with AZBox.us. We have Davey Holdings from Prospect operating as gotcband.com. And we also have Escapes Network from Monroe, Michigan. Of course, they're well known for their Escapes HD channel, Galaxy 60 C-Band. So they as well also signed up to be an authorized AZBox US dealer as well. So so both those dealers are have been officially signed up. If you go on AZBox.us, you click under dealers, you'll get the full contact information, including the phone numbers and so on. And they should be getting some product pretty soon. At this time, of course, it'll be the AZBox Mini-Me American Edition, but as we introduce new products in the future, they'll be getting those products as well. And, of course, access to the same level of support, including the exclusive firmware that we have here with AZBox Canada. So, finally, and we have nothing, just for the record, we have nothing, no issues against, you know, Rick's Satellite. The only thing is that we need to protect our market because, as you know, if we're impaired into the ability to sell product to our dealers as a distributor, of course, it's going to be very hard for us to continue making development for these products. So the end result is that the North American consumer that, you know, is looking for a free-to-air satellite receiver that, you know, has acceptable performance, these people will lose if we're not able to continue getting the funding that we require in order to continue to develop. So so this is why we were forced to do with this, and and with EasyBox.us along with EasyBox Canada, this will ensure that we have continued funding in order to ensure firmware development in the foreseeable future for EasyBox products.
Okay, I got a question. Yeah, this kind of, I wouldn't kind of fool me with that. I kind of knew a little bit about what was going on, but didn't know the whole thing. But so here's my question. Now, is Rick Sala, are they still going to be selling EasyBox, or are they from now on not selling it? Or
At this time, they are not. However, if Rick wants to become a dealer, they're more than welcome to apply by contacting us at azbox.us, and we'll send them an application form, and then we'll do a full business review. Of course, there'll have to be some rules and regulations that they will have to respect. But as long as they're willing to work with us, then we have no issues working with them as well. Currently, however, at the current moment, there's no communication between us, unfortunately. In fact, if you went on Rick's forum, he's announced a few times that he actually banned us from participating in his discussion forum.
Oh, yeah.
Myself, I had an account for a while back, same as Satellite Guy's Power Surge, and that account's been banned for over a year now. So, so that's
well,
the thing. I mean,
if not getting into politics like that over on this show. I was asking you in general.
Oh yeah, that's fine. I mean, as I said, we have. If he wants to work with us, and if he's willing to, you know, to collaborate with us, we have no problem, you know, putting the past conflicts aside and starting a new chapter. You know, it has to be both ways, right? We'll leave it at that, and
yeah.
You know, if he contacts us, then we can discuss further in private. But So as I said, the website is online now, azbox.us, in light of the EasyBox United States launch, we would like to do something very special. So and we already contacted Scott. SatelliteGuys.us, and he said it was okay that we actually have a contest on SatelliteGuys.us.
Right.
So the contest will be called "What Would You Do for 2-2?" So it's kind of a play in words. So it will be the "What Would You Do for 2-2?" contest. So, in order to participate, contestants will have a full month. So, in other words, you'll have till the end of July to create a video of at least 30 seconds in regards to that person's interest in receiving 422 feed using an EasyBox. So it can be, you know, you can be pretty creative or whatnot. So essentially, like a short video, it can be shot. It doesn't have to be, you know, professional or anything. It can be shot on a smartphone, you know, or if you want to go all out, you can do something professional. So essentially, you'll have a full month. Yeah. So you'll have contestants will have a full month to work on that and then to post that, and then at the end of the month, probably sometime in August, we'll have a voting period where we can vote for the best video, and whoever wins, the grand prize winner will win a brand new EasyBox Mini Me American Edition, including shipping anywhere in Canada or the U.S.
Wow. What about Mexico?
So So that's for the grand prize, and we're going to have some other prize as well for second and third place. Probably some accessories like the Wave Focus wireless USB adapter for the to enable wireless access on the Mini-Me or the AE or Ultra or Elite. There's other products as well. We'll be posting more information, more details within the next day or so on the satelliteguys.us in regards to the contest. But just to sum it up, we're very happy here at EasyBox Canada to officially launch EasyBox.us, EasyBox United States, and hopefully this will allow us to provide a better and more performing product for the niche free-to-air niche market that free-to-air satellite reception in North America is.
It's definitely a niche.
Although, well, that's yeah. I mean, hopefully, eventually, it becomes less niche than what it is now. But one can only hope. But I mean, over time. Hopefully we can, you know, have new, more better, more exciting products as we move along. So so that's, so I guess if there's any questions as far as the announcement is concerned, people can call in, I guess, for the couple minutes that we have left. If
yeah,
not, then we'll certainly answer questions.
Yeah,
that
they can definitely go on Satellite Guys and PM you. Or
well, we got Dan.
Yes, exactly.
Dan, you there?
No, I'm still here.
Do you have a question, Dan?
No, I was just wanting to know. I've heard a little bit about the AZ box, but I haven't heard that much until tonight. Can you guys still hear me?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I'm just hearing a lot of feedback, so it's a lot of buzzing sound.
That would be Mr. Michael.
Oh,
we had
okay.
rain fade issues. That's what we'll call it.
Very bad. It's still pouring rain. It's a whole show. I mean, it's thunderstorms. I'm surprised I didn't lose signal.
Or just struck by lightning.
Yeah, I mean, it's pouring bad here still. I mean, it's just... And they've already canceled... the 4th of July fireworks for tomorrow night. It's a big show they do every year here. It's famous for Murphy where they do it. People come from several states to watch the big show over the lake, and they've canceled it until the 13th because they're thinking that it's going to rain this coming Saturday, so they're going to the following Saturday. So, yeah, it's pretty bad. they got flood watches out until, I think, Sunday.
Okay, well, I got a question.
Phone lines are now open for Satellite Nation. Call us at 877-SAT-GUY or 877-728-4897.
Sorry, Dan. I hit that before you started
talking. Okay. Oh, that's all right. Well, do you guys have, or does the AZ box, you said it has a tuner and a, it's got the one that can use for your free-to-air system. And a over-the-air tuner? Was that?
That's not out yet as at this time as far as the over-the-air is concerned. Essentially, what we're working on is there'll be two options. There'll be a standalone USB tuner that will be sold as an accessory that. That you'll be able to purchase and connect to the back of the unit because there's two USB ports to the back of the unit in order to allow you to use the EasyBox Mini-Me American in addition to your ATC local channels when you connect your antenna to that external USB tuner. The other option we're working on is because this is a multimedia player that has an Ethernet port. We're also working on an integrated player for HD Home Run. So for the people that have HD Home Run, which is essentially a dual tuner networked ATSC tuner, you'll be able to have that anywhere on your network and be able to scan and view those channels right on your TV using the AZ Box, meaning the American edition. Instead of having to use your computer, I think so far there's a limited number of options HD home run on your TV. Most people, they use a home theater PC, which is essentially a PC that's connected to your TV, in order to view the HD home run on your TV. There's a couple of I think Apple TV, I think there's an app for that, and so on, but it's kind of limited, so, you know, we're going to be trying to provide an application to so that you can view HD home run channels right on your TV, which is very, I think it'll be a very successful feature. A lot of people might even get into the free air just because of that feature that they already have HD home run, and then they get the Mini-Me American Edition just for that, and then they eventually will get a dish and start to explore free to air, which is a good
thing. That's what we want.
Yes. So especially the cord cutters, as we call them, that they're cutting cable or subscription satellite, and they're just living on over-the-air TV. This is a way to get additional channels, conveniently using one single box that can deliver both free-to-air channels and also the local channels as well, with the HD home run tuner or the external USB tuner, either or.
Cool. Well, guys, we got to end it here.
We got to end it.
Appreciate being on.
Okay, so I'll, I guess if the show is nearing to an end, I'd like to thank everybody for listening in, and happy Independence Day in advance. Happy 4th. And as I said earlier, if you have any questions in regards to AZ Box or AZ Box US or anything related to AZ Box, then feel free.
Hey, Serge, I got an idea. Won't you, if you don't care, instead of PMing and backing for you, if you don't care, go ahead and here in a few minutes start a thread on Satellite Guys. That way it's in the open. Everybody can see the questions and answers. And so you don't get asked the same question over and over and over about it.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll do that.
Go ahead and do an official announcement and then do a,
oh, yes.
Tap it up.
I actually have a text of the official announcement that I just read. That will be posted on Satellite Guys in a couple minutes.
Yeah, go ahead and start that. Start a thread up. That way we can go from there with discussion on it.
Sure.
Okay. And I appreciate having you on. And, hopefully here maybe next month or so we'll have you on again and see how things are going with it and everything, if you don't mind.
Sure, not a problem. It was very nice to be on the show and,
appreciate
and to
you
be able to talk to the people, to the nation, which is Satellite Nation.
Yeah!
I think next time we'll probably have more callers. Once it really gets spilled out and people start really, telling their friends and neighbors and this, that, and the other, you'll probably have a whole lot more questions next time, so.
And plus the Satellite Guys, when they have to stream it to the server, I've tried 100 times, it crashed every time, so. Not 100 times, a few times.
But we were just on Blog Talk tonight, I was going to ask you.
Yeah,
That's okay. It happened. I'm getting ready here in a few minutes. I'll put everything up on Podomatic and Blog Talk, on Satellite Guys. I'll put the rebroadcast on everything, so.
All right, well, everybody have a good 4th and have a good one.
Excuse me, sir. The show's over.
Thank you and good night.
Thanks to all that tuned in tonight. Join those crazy satellite guys, Michael and Dave, next week for another exciting episode of Satellite Nation.
Bye-bye.
I want to see motion, movement. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay?
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.